This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. WIP shipments stopped due to maintenance problems at site. Due to ongoing maintenance problems in the underground disposal facility, the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant WIP requested an extension of time from the New Mexico Environment Department to store waste in the Waste Handling Building. The request for a 45-day extension to store 13 shipments of plutonium-contaminated waste comes on the heels of ongoing maintenance problems at WIP. On October 14, 2021, the Environment Department approved the extension to November 30, 2021. All waste shipments to WIP had previously been stopped from August 25th until September 30th. Maintenance problems include ventilation problems on the surface in the waste handling building and managing the floors in the underground. The salt can heave and create uneven surfaces where waste is transported for disposal. Other maintenance problems are so similar to those that caused the February 2014 salt truck fire in the underground that one questions why preventive maintenance is not the priority. In 2014, oily rags were left on a hot motor and caught fire, resulting in evacuation of all workers from the underground. Less than a week later, one or more waste drums exploded and contaminated the underground. WIP was closed down for almost 3 years at a cost of at least $2 billion. On October 8, 2021, the Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board reported a leak of nearly 100 gallons of hydraulic fluid from a bolter. As a preventive maintenance measure, the bolter is used to install long bolts into the ceilings to keep the salt from falling onto the waste containers. The board reported that the WIP contractor knew about a small leak in the hydraulic lines as early as August 20th. Attempts to repair the leak were done with fittings that were not rated for the pressure in the hydraulic lines. The board stated Nuclear Waste Partnership, the WIP contractor, quote, did not document the leak or the repair and did not tag the bolter as out of service. And this event appears to be similar to issues with the maintenance of underground equipment documents in a letter the board sent to the Department of Energy on September 24, 2018. At that time, the board wrote, these problems could affect the performance and reliability of various safety systems, end quote. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, as early as November 2013, Nuclear Waste Partnership LLC began to physically expand the WIP underground. The fire and explosion shut down that work. It remains evident that NWP is more interested in doubling the size of the WIP underground and keeping it open forever than doing preventive maintenance, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, be sure to listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platforms.